Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. There have been times in my life when I have felt feelings of desperation, sometimes even a panic. In those moments, I have said such things as, I feel helpless. Is there nothing I can do? It is painful to feel helpless, standing by the bed of a loved one suffering. It is painful to experience a friend or spouse or parent disappearing into Alzheimer's or advancing with dementia. And it is deeply disturbing to be in a situation where the truth does not seem to be acknowledged, no matter what is said. So we can feel helpless at times. I think we have all been in moments where it seems there is nothing that will make it all better. I loved it when my mom would say to me when I was little, "Let's make it all better," as she put a Band-Aid on my scraped elbow or knee and then kissed the Band-Aid. But 12 years ago, there was nothing I could do to make it all better for my mother after she suffered a stroke. And my mom had a second brain bleed 36 hours later. There was nothing anyone could do, and I felt helpless. All I could do was be by her side, saying out loud how much I loved her, thanking her, describing ways she had loved me, remembering her passionate desire of wanting the best for me and for my brother. Today's gospel features a passionate mother who was desperate for her daughter's well-being. And she was not going to be helpless. She sought the healer everyone was talking about, Jesus. She plowed her way through the crowd, having already ventured across a border that was not safe. But nothing mattered. She was desperate. Her daughter's well-being was at stake. This woman's pleas and her faith in Jesus was so strong, this is the only time in all four Gospels that Jesus changed his mind. He reversed what he had said and told her, "Go home. The demon has left your daughter." There is no dramatic thank you. Off she runs, and we are led into a second healing story. But let's pause. What just happened to this woman? Jesus has acquiesced to her argument, declaring her daughter was healed. So what does that mean for all of us? Does that mean our prayers should be more demanding? Well, that is not the message, and that is not how prayer works. And even though we say in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done," prayer is a living relationship in each of us right where we live. God is in it all, especially in our grief and in our hurt. God holds with compassion are raging against unfairness of any kind. And God offers us strength and invisible grace to accept powerlessness, to let go and let God be God, and to put our trust in the promise of eternal life, in which all shall be well indeed. But now on earth, in our felt present reality, in our pain, we ask our questions, including, what about all those people that Jesus did not heal because they didn't get physically close enough to ask him? And why doesn't God heal the one I love? And why doesn't God fix this situation? And why doesn't God prevent that catastrophe? In my life as a priest, I have heard these questions many times. These are hard and justified questions. Hang on. As we live in our questions, a presence is still present, whether we feel God or not. We are offered hope as we hear in God's power in Jesus in today's gospel. We are only on earth for a time, some shorter than others, and I do believe in eternal life. Yet I have come to know that is not a consoling thought for others. People have questions. Is there really a God who cares about the way my life is right now? Is there really a God that cares about the way the world is? Is there really a God? And is my loved one in heaven? So we wrestle with our questions and with the problem of suffering, of injustice, of sickness, and of death. And even as I preach, you might be wrestling with feeling helpless. And wrestling takes energy. It's like the word worry. It keeps us busy, but gets us nowhere. So I invite you, in the midst of your wrestling, to not forget the whole of the Gospels, that as Jesus was leaving this world for the next, he said, I shall give you my spirit, I shall be with you always, and I shall give you a peace that passes your understanding. And I would like to add, and I will be deeper than your questions. Peace is free. It is a gift, a stream of life available within you. But I think 99% of the time, we forget who we are. That we are spiritual beings in an earthly journey. The external world is more demanding. And life feels outrageous at times. Some go so far as to say, life is a crapshoot. Life throws much our way, from the good to the bad and the really bad. I think the mother in our gospel felt the really bad. Her daughter was suffering from a demon possession. But she would not stand still. She did not let her feeling or any feeling of helplessness get the best of her. But the second healing story of the deaf man with a speech impediment seems to describe someone who was just kind of minding his own business. Others took him to Jesus, and Jesus took him aside and did a very intimate healing. Two contrasting stories. One seems to describe desperation, and the other, acquiescence. And we do both, don't we? Sometimes we fight, and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we know what needs to be healed, what needs to change, what new choices we need to make, yet sometimes we hesitate. Why do we hesitate to become more whole and holy? All of it, fight or flight, heroics or surrender, hesitation or jumping in, all of it is a part of life and of our awareness of our relationships with God, self, others, and the world. So how we live and how we react are all a part of the outrageousness of life, the adventure of being a spiritual being in a human journey. Stephen Hawking, who died this past March, was a brilliant mathematician, theoretical physicist, cosmologist, and author, who acquired a rare, early-onset, slow-progressing Lou Gehrig disease that gradually paralyzed his whole body over many decades. Even after the loss of his speech, he was still able to communicate through its speech-generating device, initially through use of a handheld switch, but eventually by using a single cheek muscle. Angela Tilby in the Church Times wrote of Stephen Hawking, when asked, he admitted his immobility had given him an extraordinary opportunity to meditate on the universe. His disabilities were, quote, minor inconveniences compared with the fascination of his work. The life of Stephen Hawking challenges the notion of helplessness. We are called to focus on what we do with the life that is our gift, the good and the bad together. And if we feel helpless or powerless, God is deeper still. And Jesus tried every way he could to tell us that he came that we might have life in the midst of it all. And Jesus is just as present today through his Spirit within us, the breath of life within us, whether we realize it or not. Therefore, breathe in peace and exhale your tension and your weariness. Because Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary, and be surprised beyond what you think are your limitations." So the surprise, the message in the gospel today is that we actually get more than we ask for. The woman whose daughter was sick asked for the crumbs from the table, but she received the bread of life, new life in Jesus for herself and her daughter. The deaf man, with a speech impediment, probably just wanted to hear some noise, but instead was given a voice and a purpose in life. How will God surprise us these coming weeks and months as we gather to receive the bread and the breath of life? We are a family, and God has a future for us. And Jesus helped the helpless and calls us to do the same in his name. So in Jesus, breathe in peace and exhale helplessness.